We bid you a blessed Thanksgiving Day, as today we give thanks to the Lord for our homes, our country, and our churches in the service of psalms and hymns and lessons. And also, as you leave today, you may pick up your Advent devotional booklet, which begins this Sunday, the first Sunday in Advent. As we rejoice in God's gifts to us, let us sing, "Now thank we all our gift, God," hymn 895, and stand as the cross enters the sanctuary.
reading for the Thanksgiving for our homes. The Old Testament lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and figs and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper, and you shall eat and be full. And you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing now the hymn, Sing to the Lord of Harvests, number 893.
Sing to the Lord of Harvests, sing songs of love and grace, with joy before the Lord.
thanksgiving for our country. The epistle lesson is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing the hymn, God Bless Our Native Land, number 965.
Thank you. Christ Jesus. Amen. The one who returns to give thanks. God gives and we receive. God divinely serves us with his gifts and we give him thanks. The one leper returned to give thanks to Jesus. And that is why you are here today. You've returned to give thanks to God. Abraham Lincoln, when president, on October 3rd, 1863, 152 years ago, made a proclamation that the last Thursday in November should be set aside as a day of prayer and repentance and thanksgiving for all the country. He wrote, "As the year is drawing to its close, filled with blessings, fruitful fields, and healthful skies, these bounties which are so constantly enjoyed, we are prone to forget the source from which they come, the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. No mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. A day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." Very well said, as our focus today is thanking God for our homes and our country and our churches. First of all, thanksgiving for our homes. You heard the lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 8, which even though it was describing the promised land of Cana, it almost could be our land and our home and our nation. When we give thanks for our homes, our jobs, our food, our daily bread, our possessions, Moses tells us to remember the Lord your God and the covenant he had with your fathers, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses, who led Israel through the desert and through whom God gave the Ten Commandments, calls us to remember we live not from just bread alone, but from the word that comes from the mouth of God. And we've been blessed with both the Old and New Testament that calls us and our families, our spouses, our children, and our grandchildren to walk in the ways of the Lord, to fear him, to honor his rules and statutes, his commands that he gave us. For we who are in the church, and we are the new Israel, the church is the new Israel, the new people of God. As Christians, we have been blessed with our homes, land, crops, herds, our jobs, the ability to make wealth. Keep in mind, the fact that you have your daily bread and you have a job and you provide for your family is because God has given you the power to get wealth. He gave you your abilities and talents so that you can go to work and be paid and provide for your family. And all around our homes and our country, we see the land of barley and vines and fig trees and valleys and hills, and the lands of olive trees and honey with brooks of water and streams that fill us with joy. This good land the Lord has given us, he reminds us, when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied, may your heart not be lifted up so that you do not forget the Lord your God. He is the one who gave you the power and the strength to create this wealth. So today, as we eat our food with our families, watch the football games, and sit in our warm houses as the rain comes down, we give thanks today for our homes, our houses, our jobs, our daily bread. Secondly, we give thanks for our country and for our nation. And when you look around the world and see all the revolutions and the terror and the violence and the wickedness, we thank God for our country and our nation. As Paul spoke to Timothy, that we make supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all people, also for kings and for all who are in high position. Since Christ is our mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, He who offered his life blood as a ransom payment for our sin, so that through Christ we are declared holy and righteous before him. And through faith in his name, we can come to him with all of our prayers. And we pray today for our country, for our government, for our nation, which is called the kingdom of the left hand that God has established. We thank God that we live in the Federal Democratic Republic, that we have a constitution and we have a Bill of Rights. We have the executive, legislative, and judicial arms and branches of the government. And thanking God for men and women who served in the armed services of our country, who gave their lives and continue to serve so we can be free in our country. And so, even though our country has many problems and many challenges, we pray for kings, for all those who are in high position, so we can lead a peaceful and quiet life in godliness and in a dignified state, praising God for all gifts, adoring him, confessing our sins, giving thanks and supplication for our country and nation. Thank the Lord for this country, the United States of America, a land of immigrants. Your grandparents came here long ago to this land and country, and now you enjoy the freedoms that we have here. We thank God today for our country. And then thirdly, we thank God for our churches and for the preaching of the gospel. In the gospel lesson in Luke chapter 17, this is the kingdom of the right, which is the church, where forgiveness of sins and life and salvation is proclaimed, where the Bible is preached and you are taught and you've been baptized and heard the word of absolution and you take Holy Communion. You and I are those lepers who have been healed. They cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Those words, "have mercy on us," are the Kyrie eleison in the liturgy, which we pray and sing every Sunday. We sing, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." We're the ones that need the healing, just like the lepers. He healed them from leprosy. We need him to heal us in body and soul. But only one returned. Jesus wondered, where are the other nine? Only the Samaritan has returned. When he saw his healing, you notice what he did? They were to go back to the priest who would check them out to be sure the leprosy was gone so they could go back and live with the general populace. But on his way to the priests, he turns around, runs back, praises God, falls at Jesus' feet and gives him thanks. And he was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." That is what we do. We come here to fall on our faces before Jesus, to fall at his feet and give him thanks. Giving him thanks for our homes, our country, and our churches. For we have heard the same word, "Rise, your faith has made you well." Your faith in Christ is your greatest gift, that you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so, my friends, today, in the service of psalms and hymns and prayers and lessons, as we are about to pray for our country and nation, today you have returned to give thanks for our homes, our countries, and our churches. Be the one who every day, who daily, returns to Jesus to give him thanks and praise God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory forever and ever. Amen.
We sing hymn, "Come Ye Thankful People, Come," hymn 892.
us gather the offerings, a sign of ritual friendship. Pass the folks sitting next to you and tear the sheet off and put it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We gather the offering. On page 285, and we begin at the Kyrie. Page 285, we stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence,
and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation,
and uphold me with the willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life,
my lips will praise you.
For you have been my help,
and in the shadow of your wings I will sing your praise.
Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart.
And I will glorify your name forever.
May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you crown the fields with your blessing, and permit in the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, may we receive your gifts in humble thankfulness and share your bounty with those in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O merciful Father in heaven, who holds in your hand all the might of man, and who has ordained the powers that be for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well, and of whom is all rule and authority in the kingdoms of this world, we humbly beseech you, graciously regard thy servants, the President of the United States, the Governor of our Commonwealth, our judges and magistrates, and all the rulers of the earth. May all who receive the sword as ministers bear it according to your commandment. Enlighten and defend them by your name, O God, and grant that in wisdom and understanding, under their peaceable governments, your people may be guarded and directed in righteousness, quietness, and unity. Protect and prolong their lives, O God of our salvation, that we with them may show forth the praise of thy name, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray the morning prayer together.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commit myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The hymn before you, Lord, we bow, hymn 966.